This is Home Improvement USA, the program where the industry experts give the best information on home improvement products and services. Join us now as we begin this hour of Home Improvement USA.
And welcome to Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush. Glad to be with you today. Got a lot on tap on the show this hour of Home Improvement USA. But we're going to start off talking about decks and coating your deck and protecting your deck. And from a company called Ames Research, you've heard about them on the program over the last two decades or so. But today we bring in Tracy Hyland from Ames Research. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, good to have you. And first, tell us what Ames Research is and what you do.
Well, Ames Research is, we manufacture waterproof coatings here in Salem, Oregon. And we manufacture them, several different types of coatings, and we sell them to the public and to dealers.
Okay, so when you say different types of coatings, kind of let us know what types and for what purpose.
We have we can coat from the ground to the roof. We have roof waterproof roof coatings. We've got wall coatings for basement walls. We've got regular paint, and we also have deck coatings.
Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about today, coating your deck. Now, why would somebody want to, I mean, people know about, you know, finishing their deck and making sure there's sealant on their deck, those types of things. But why would you coat a deck, and what decks, what type of decks do you mostly do through Ames?
Well, there are various reasons to coat your deck. You may have an older dimensional lumber deck or plywood deck or patio that you want to restore, bring some new life to. So we've got decking for that. There's also roof decks that are, say, over a living space or a garage or maybe another another deck. And you want to waterproof that so that water doesn't seep down below. So we have products that will waterproof and waterproof your deck and decking to make it look nice.
Okay,
and there's also pool decks that we have customers do. So they use our product around their pool.
Okay. Is it usually older decks? I mean, do you use an Ames coating on newer decks or say the decks like Trex that are not necessarily made of wood?
Well, what we do, we coat both old and new. Like I said, if you want to restore an old weathered deck, whether it be dimensional lumber or plywood, our products are good for that. We also have customers that have, it's new construction, that they build a deck and they want to waterproof it after it's built.
All right. Now, your coatings expand and contract with the decks. Touch on that a bit.
Okay, yeah. All of our products are liquid rubber, so they do expand and contract because, as you know, wood and metal expand and contract. So our products are rubber, so they will expand and contract with the substrate, so they don't crack or peel or chip.
Okay. The website, by the way, if you're interested in following along at home, is amesresearch.com, A-M-E-S, research.com. You can go up there. You can hear audio clips from past Home Improvement USA shows, as a matter of fact, on a variety of their different products. And you can also view what you can do with decks. They've got a lot of videos up there also. So it's a good educational tool. If you're thinking about something like this, amesresearch.com, amesresearch.com. Tracy Hyland is with us right now from Salem, Oregon. That's where Ames home office is. And, you find a lot of different products out there for decks, coatings, and a variety of coatings on the market. How would you say yours stacks up against the rest? And why would somebody want to maybe look at Ames as the option for them?
Well, ours stacks up against the others. We believe ours is actually a better product. It contains more more rubber, so that, you know, like I said before, it is elastic. It's an elastomeric coating, so it expands and contracts. So it will, for longevity and durability. So, and I think, you know, it's a good idea to waterproof your deck with, so that it, the deck lasts longer.
All right, Tracy. And what happens, I mean, I think we all kind of know, but what happens if you don't protect your deck? What do you wind up with?
Well, you end up with weathered decks. Say, for instance, if it's a wood deck, you'll get the boards will twist, and you'll get, you know, some rot. You'll get some checking where the boards actually crack and splinter. So that's why you would want to coat it with our liquid rubber coatings.
Okay. So now say you go get, you know, the Ames product. Do you mix it with other substances? How do you apply it? Do you recommend a professional do it? Take us in that area as far as the actual application itself.
Okay. The Ames products all come ready to use. There's no need for mixing or stirring. It's all do-it-yourself. You don't need to get a certified applicator. You can do it yourself. You can either paint it on or you can roll it on with a low-nap roller. If it's a larger product, you know, some customers actually use a sprayer. But yet they all come pre-mixed, ready to go. No need. You just pour and spread.
Okay, you say people actually spray it. I, looking at this, and I would think that would be kind of difficult because it's kind of a thick substance, right? Touch on this.
Yes, it is. It's viscous. It's got some weight to it, but it is still a liquid, so you can't pour it and roll it or paint it. As far as spraying it goes, it takes a commercial type sprayer, an airless piston sprayer. Because it is to push it through, because it is a thick product.
Gotcha. Okay, Tracy Hyland with us from Ames Research. Now, you talked about decks that are overhangs or aren't your basically traditional decks that you'd see at somebody's, you know, go on somebody's lawn. These decks are very popular outside of the U.S., these types of decks, correct?
Yes, as well as within the States, yes.
Okay, where I know that, you know, we've had Dr. Ames on in the past. Places like Hawaii and in Asia, is that where you find a lot of these applications for these types of decks?
Yes. Like I said, it's like a second story deck, a roof deck that you may walk out of a bedroom on. And so these are popular all over the place. We sell products in different countries, you know, in the islands, within, and as well as within the United States.
Okay. Now let's talk about durability of the deck coatings that you're talking about from Ames. I don't know. I mean, do they last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or what's the thought there?
Well, it kind of depends on the climate of where it's going on. We say that they usually last about 7 to 10 years with an occasional top coat, just recoat with one coat of the safety deck. But like I said, it depends on the climate. And if you're getting a lot of freeze and thaw, a lot of snow, you may have to top it every couple of years.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the actual name of the Ames product, Safety Deck. Is that the one that you have that's primarily for decking? Are there others within your product line that also apply for deck applications?
That's primarily what we do our decking with. It's a granulated non-skid. We call it Safety Deck. It comes with the granules already suspended in the paint, so there's no mixing or stirring needed there. You just pour and roll or paint. But that is our primary deck coating.
Okay. And in ballpark figures, What are you looking at price-wise to do a standard deck with the AIM safety deck?
Well, it depends. It's difficult to just throw out a ballpark figure, but it depends on the size of the deck, the square footage. There are you know, we do smaller decks. You can do a smaller, like, patio deck, or, you know, in the $500 range.
Okay. So it really varies from deck to deck, of course, and that's what we would expect. Tracy Hyland with us from Ames Research, their website, amesresearch.com. That's amesresearch.com. Talking decks here and maintaining the deck and coating the deck with what they call elastomeric roof coating, deck coatings. These are all liquid rubber coatings. And that's what we talked about today. Tracy, thanks very much. We sure appreciate you being on the program today. And we'll be talking with people from Ames all throughout the year. We sure do appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
All right. And you are listening to Home Improvement USA.
The right lighting can improve the appearance of any area, including a deck or patio. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some simple ways to light up your outdoor spaces right after this.
Any room in your home can become a comfortable space that's all your own with a Carrier ductless system. It delivers precise comfort with leading efficiency and features comfort controls you can set with your smartphone, filters for cleaner, fresher air, and humidity settings that are easy to adjust. It's just one more way Carrier helps make you comfortable, however you define it. Schedule your appointment today at carrier.com/roomforcomfort. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Attractive outdoor lighting doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. The mistake most people make is doing too much. In most cases, a little subtle indirect illumination is all you need, and rope lights or cable illumination systems are a great way to do that. These lights, which are contained in flexible clear tubing, can be bent, curved, or shortened to fit almost any application. Rope and cable lighting is great for outlining the perimeter of decks, under handrails, or along stairs to light the way. The soft, indirect glow of these ropes is much easier on the eyes than a pair of bright floodlights shining down on the deck or patio. And because of their small size and the fact that you don't have to hide any wires, installation couldn't be much easier. Your only limitation is budget, time, and imagination. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
You are listening to Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush. Glad to have you with us today. And now, from AskTheBuilder.com, Steve, we've got a true expert in the field, and he's got a great website, AskTheBuilder.com. His name is Tim Carter. Tim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Steve. Thank you very much, Dave.
Okay, Steve, he's coming via Skype. So if he sounds a little bit different, that's why, right?
Because he's an expert and we're not.
Okay. All right. So, Tim, first tell us a bit about Ask the Builder, then we'll get into some specifics. AskTheBuilder.com.
Sure. Yeah. It's, to the best of my knowledge, it's the oldest and longest lasting first person home improvement website on the internet. I launched it in 1995, 2 years after starting my syndicated newspaper column, Ask the Builder. So, and I had started that because in May of 1993, I was picked, it was one of the big 50 remodelers by Remodeling Magazine. And I used that award to launch this new media career.
Okay. And then you also were a talk show host yourself for over a decade in Cincinnati. So you're not a stranger to multimedia. You also have a lot of YouTube postings and how-to videos up there. So we are glad to have you on the program today. Let's start, though, with Ask the Builder. Now, when people go up there, what are they usually going up there for? I mean, there's a lot of sites that just have a lot of different content and that type of thing. But you have project tool reviews, tips, before and after, all these types of things. So, you know, who's your customer or who's your normal person that in your content?
Sure. I would say my customer, my average person walking through the door is just like the regular, is your neighbor. I think the best way to gauge who they are is to just read the hundreds and hundreds of emails I get a week from people who are in serious trouble one way or the other. They've got a problem with their home and they need help. And so it's, you know, I have a few builders that come to me and a few remodelers, but not many. It's primarily just people like your neighbor.
Okay. Now you go up to the site and you have tool reviews. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, I do some tool reviews. I don't do as many as I probably could. And the reason why is there are websites, probably 5 or 10 that are entirely to tools. And you could spend, if you wanted to, 60 hours a week reviewing tools. And to me, it's just not worth it. And that's not really what the site is about. You know, I had to use power tools and hand tools for decades as a professional. So I feel I'm pretty qualified to review them. Whereas, unfortunately, a lot of the websites that I mentioned or I'm talking about, they're done by people who have never used tools professionally. So you really have to kind of wonder about some of their reviews. But you know, the impetus of Ask the Builder, where I think it's the reason I started it was I didn't want to go to the grave taking all my knowledge with me, because unfortunately too many professionals do that. And then everybody's just got to relearn everything. So I wanted to try to do a big brain dump so that people in the future would know how things were done in the past so that they could have lasting repairs.
So if you get hit by a bus, you'll be secure in the knowledge that all your stuff is on your website, basically.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. From time to time, my daughter asks me, Dad, how much stuff do you think you've gotten out of your brain? And I actually think it's probably less than 20%. There's just, think about your own life experience, about your profession. And there's just so many little things, you know, that you know how to do, but that you've probably never written down. And the problem is if you decide to write it down, you've got to write clearly so it makes sense to people. And that's what takes the time.
All right. Well, let's get more specific here. What are the tool lines or the products out there, manufacturers, that you really like? 3 or 4
sure.
of them.
You bet. As far as power tools go, right now, in my opinion, the top two are Milwaukee and Bosch. They both make excellent motors. They both have great engineering, and the technology that's inside the lithium ion batteries is very complex. And Milwaukee, I think, leads the pack, and Bosch is a close second. As far as hand tools, there's quite a few really, really pretty good ones. The best advice I tell people all the time is just use price as a barometer. If one saw, like a handsaw, costs twice as much as another one, it's probably because it's got better steel, you know, in the saw or whatever it might be. So price is a great way to separate the good stuff, the wheat from the chaff.
Okay. A lot of people get taken in by home improvement products and services maybe. What are some things people should be watching out for out there right now?
Well, you know, it's funny you asked that. So I just got an email just 5 minutes before this interview, and it's from a poor woman who is now getting ready to have new quartz countertops installed in her kitchen for the third time by a big box store. So some of these people who are out there installing things, they just really don't know what they're doing. And you have the sad thing is the average person, they place far too much trust and far too much hope in that things will go right. And my advice to her was, she wanted to know how the tops had to be installed right so they wouldn't be messed up again. And I said, all you have to do is you just have to go to the quartz countertop manufacturer's website and read their installation instructions. But most people don't want to invest the time to do that, you know. But it goes for anything. Meaning, if you're going to have a new roof installed, just take the 15 or 20 minutes and read how it's supposed to be installed, and make sure that that's the way the job gets done.
All right, Tim Carter is with us from AskTheBuilder.com. That's the website, AskTheBuilder.com. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, yeah, I was going to touch on what you mentioned about somebody having an installer come. What are some good advice you could give people on how to select a credible, qualified, preferably licensed contractor?
That's a great question. I get it all the time. Here's the advice. I actually taped a series of four videos on how to do this. It's so simple, you can't believe it. All that a person has to do, and once again, this is where most people don't do it because it takes time. All you need to do is think about how deers eat. In other words, if you want to find a really, really good deer and you want to make it your own, then you research what deers eat and you go hang out where that food is. So let's say that you would need to find a really good plumber. So in your city or town, there's no doubt a plumbing supply house that plumbers go visit. You go there between mid-morning and some maybe mid-afternoon. Never go there early in the morning, never at lunch, and never late in the day, because that's when the plumbers are there buying their parts. You go in and you ask for the general manager or the owner. You ask this person just a series of a few questions. You say, I'm trying to find the best plumber that comes into the store. And you say, I want the name of somebody who's been doing plumbing work for at least 15 years. I want the name of a person who pays their bills on time and takes advantage of the 2% discount that you no doubt offer. And I also want the name of the plumber that buys the highest quality materials you have on a routine basis. And finally, you know the names of the best plumbers, the ones that were the only ones that you would invite to work in your own home. Who are they? And more often than not, these general managers will absolutely give you that very short list of plumbers that meet all those requirements. And the same questions pertain to any craft, whether it be carpenter, roofer, electrician, whatever. You just have to go to the supply house where they buy their products. Do not go ask these questions of the general manager or the store manager of a big box store. That is not a true supply house.
All right, Tim Carter with us. I think that's the first reference we had in how to get some help. Think of a deer in heat. Is that first time, Steve, 20-some years?
When the deer are a-rutting, they ain't stopping for nothing.
That's right.
There you go. You know what I mean? You know where to go to find them.
Okay. All right. Let's move on here. You do a lot of phone consultation. You see a lot of people exchanging emails these days, exchanging texts, you know, all of this, instead of just reaching out and talking to someone. So right. You do a lot of phone consultation.
Yes. Yeah. What I find is that some of the problems that people have on their homes, they're complex. Not everybody's problem is exactly the same. And for me to invest, imagine if I got 50 emails a day, which is routine. You could easily spend going back and forth with a person 15 or 20 minutes in email, asking them a question, reading it, doing all this other stuff. And so you do the math and you've got many, many, many minutes spent. And there's nothing to show for it. So I developed this product a long time ago where people can talk to me in chunks of time, 15 minutes at a time. And I just charge out like, you know, any other professional might. And you'd be stunned how many of those I do a week. And in fact, I just got an order for one 20 minutes ago from a woman in Texas who's got problems with attic ventilation. This morning, I talked to a woman in Minnesota who needed to know exactly how to match the mortar on her 100-year-old limestone foundation. I do a lot about sewer gas problems. I mean, you'd be stunned, you know, how people need to know these answers. They want to talk to a pro about it, and they're conflicted by all of the basically conflicting information that's out there on the internet. They're getting really confused because you go to five different home improvement websites and you see five different ways to do something.
All right, Tim Carter, askthebuilder.com. Tim, thanks very much for coming on the show. We'll definitely have you on again. Good information. And everybody check out Tim's website, askthebuilder.com. Tim, you have a great day, all right?
Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks, Dave, for letting me on the show.
All right, we'll do it again. And we'll be back after this on Home Improvement USA.
You know, sometimes when you compare prices on products, you think to yourself, what difference does it make? The rates are all about the same anyway. But sometimes the rates are very different. Let me give you an example where there's a huge difference in pricing between companies. Vehicle protection plans. Look, if your car is 4 years or older, having a vehicle protection plan is a no-brainer. The trick is not to overpay for it. Here are the facts. The average price of a vehicle protection plan is $2,800, while the price of a TOCO warranty vehicle protection plan for most vehicles is just $1,500. The average down payment on a vehicle protection plan is $299. With TOCO warranty, there's no down payment. The average monthly payment on a vehicle protection plan is more than $160 a month. With TOCO, the average monthly payment is just $49. To get a highly rated vehicle protection plan at a great low rate, call TOCO Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-605-3081 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-605-3081. That's 800-605-3081.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
And it is Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. And now we bring in a guy who's built radio stations and is president of Circuit Research Labs. And we're going to talk about electrical safety on the program today. We bring in Jay Brentlinger. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hello, Dave and Steve. Glad to be here today.
You betcha.
Right. Okay. All right. And, you know, Jay used to co-host this show back about, 12 years ago or so, Jay? Doesn't
well,
seem that long,
know.
Does it?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
Well,
is that
well,
who preceded
actually,
me?
Well, you've kind of been around. You've been around for a while. You've been lingering like...
A fungus?
Something like that. Mold.
Yeah, great. Great.
Spores.
That's the way I like to think of it. Yeah.
I collect spores, folds, molds, and fungus.
Exactly. But no, actually, the year was 2002, Jay, that you were on for about 2 years, 2002 to 2004, and I appreciated that. You have a lot of knowledge in a whole wide variety of home improvement topics. But today we're talking electrical safety. And I'm wondering... where you draw the line from where you do the repairs yourself as a homeowner and where you bring in the professionals, because you really got to be careful with electricity. So where do you kind of draw the line there?
Well, Dave, that's a very good point. And I think common sense should be your guide. If you're really uncomfortable about what you're doing, then you better seek advice from someone. I mean, screwing in a light bulb, that's one thing. You know, changing even a fluorescent light bulb, you know, that's just a little more difficult. You just need to be careful, make sure the switch is off if you can while you're playing with the bulb, and make sure you don't touch the contacts. But, you know, changing out an outlet, I mean, if it's like, you know, if the outlet's broken or damaged in some way, you're going to need to make sure that circuit breaker's off. And you should certainly try to plug a lamp or something in it to be sure the circuit's dead. I mean, there's really only a couple of terminals plus a ground for, you know, wall outlet, which is really pretty simple stuff, provided the power's turned off. But obviously, we've known people that we've even worked with that have changed outlets like that. I don't know if you remember me telling the story of Bryant Jones changing an outlet out for his father, and he was going to impress him and show him just how good he was at changing things like that. And he said, well, the way you determine whether the outlet is on or not is you lick your fingers. And of course, his father was very impressed with the jolt that went through his son. No one got hurt, but still, you know, the danger was there. And of course, I don't know what prompted him to lick his fingers. I guess he thought, oh, well, that'll give me a little better contact, and I'll make sure that salt water helps conduct. But, you know, and a light switch is the same thing. You're usually only going to have three wires. Now, the thing is that most new installations use push-in terminals on both the outlet and on switches, and those require that you use a little thin screwdriver to push in there to release the wire. You don't need anything special to put the wire back in other than to just make sure it's clean and you know, shiny bright. But there again, you got to make sure the circuit's off. Don't try to do something like that. And if you open up the outlet and you find a whole bunch of wires in there, that means it's a junction block. And there could be many circuits going through that outlet. So there again, common sense should say, you know, stop. Go get some advice. Call someone, somebody you know, and say, hey, how can I be sure this is all dead? I have seen, and I don't have one because, you know, I use a meter, but I have seen some test probes in the consumer market that you could just, you know, wave over the wires, and it would tell you whether they're energized or not. Like I say, I don't have one of those, but I have seen them used effectively, and that's another good way. Certainly, when you get into more high current draw devices like dryer or electric oven, electric range, those have a real heavy wire to them, a big, thick wire to carry all that current. You're really playing with heavy-duty stuff there.
Now, you've had your own experiences with electricity. You were working at a radio station and actually had a whole lot of it go through and out of you. So tell us what that was like.
Well, David, you know, this comes in to, you know, I have all the training, I have all the knowledge, and sometimes engineers, we're put into situations where you have to break the rules, and it's something that you have to do, and you have to be very serious about it. The problem comes in is that radio broadcast stations don't want to be off the air, and it becomes very critical, especially in drive time, to keep these stations operating and on the air. So yeah, I was working on a transmitter while it was on the air. It was a 20,000 watt FM transmitter, and it was for a 100,000 watt station, and we get that power by what we call antenna gain. But nevertheless, you're messing around with 7,000 to 9,000 volts DC, and you're putting RF radio frequency on there. And I had my hand get just a little bit too close to a circuit, and I did not even make contact with the circuit. My hand was a better path to ground than the circuit was, and electricity always follows the path of least resistance. So when my hand got in that field, it just, an arc jumped over to my hand, went up my arm, went down my back, and blew out on the side of my back, and actually set my shirt on fire a little bit, where it blew out back to ground to a panel that I'm standing next to. And my muscles in my arm began to, fortunately the transmitter's a smart transmitter. It knew that the circuit was overloading. So a little relay dropped out that killed the voltage to the circuit. I was able to fall back and the transmitter just turned itself right back on. But, you know, I was experiencing muscle spasms in my arm and certainly had a nice red streak up my arm and some wounds that I still carry today on the side. But, you know, that's one of those cases where I knew better. I was working alone, which I knew not to do, especially when I was inside the transmitter. And I was trained to do this. So, you know, we all make mistakes, but I promise you, I never made that one again.
I guess not. About 30 seconds. What does it feel like when electricity is actually going through your body?
Well, it actually hit my optic nerve. And what I, you know, the old saying, walk towards the light. Well, there was a giant white light that hit my optic nerve. And I always said, you know, I think I saw the electricity for that moment. And then it was mostly just the muscles, just holding my arm to keep it from. And you kind of go back to a primordial time, you know. I actually kind of let out something from way back in our past, some sort of a howl that was like, I didn't know I could make those sounds, right? But, yeah, it's not a good thing.
Kind of like when I jammed my thumb on the Orban CRL mobile broadcast vehicle lock device, where it slammed into my thumb at the Audio Engineering Society meeting in San Francisco, and throughout the whole hall, you could hear me scream, "Ah!" You remember that, right?
Well, actually, I believe it was the Javits Center in New York, but that's okay. I was walking to the front door, and I heard you, and I knew immediately,
Dave,
what you had done.
So. You had a big boo-boo?
Oh, yeah. And it hurt. Yeah. I'll tell you. Well, Jay, thanks very much for coming on. Jay Brentlinger, President, Circuit Research Labs, and some discussion on electricity here today. Jay, thanks a lot for coming on Home Improvement USA once again.
Hey, thanks, David. Call anytime.
Okay, Jay Brentlinger. And we invite you to listen to our 24/7 Home Improvement USA station. You can get it online at Home Improvement USA, at kwwradio.com, and also at crlradio.com. That's 24/7. Shows from across the country at homeimprovementusa.com and kwwradio.com. I'm Dave Rush with Steve Leventhal. This is Home Improvement USA.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
It is Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush. Glad to be with you today, joined by Steve Leventhal. And Steve, I know how cheap you are. So saving money is an important part of our program, an important part of your life, right?
Well, you know my old Uncle Jack Benny, right?
Notorious
cheapskate.
Okay. I didn't know. You know, you are very close to Waukegan, Illinois, and that's where Jack Benny's from, as a matter of fact. Did you know that, Steve?
Of course.
Okay.
All There's right. a high school or an elementary school named after him. Lots of stuff up there.
Okay. Anyway, saving money, but also being kind to the environment. That's what we're going to talk about in this segment of Home Improvement USA. And from a company called Pono Home, P-O-N-O Home, Pono Home, at home at PonoHome.com, we bring in their Chief Operating Officer, Sarah Cobble. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on today. Great to be here.
Well, Dave, why don't you also say aloha, because she's coming from the Aloha State.
Exactly. She's from Hawaii. Yeah. We don't get that many guests from Hawaii, mostly because Steve is getting older. You know, he's at dinner around 3 o'clock Eastern time, which is 9 o'clock your time. So hard to get interviews in. But
yeah,
anyway, Sarah, Pono Home, why don't you tell us about what who you are, what you do?
We're a home efficiency business based here in Honolulu, Hawaii. We've been in business about 3 years, and we offer a comprehensive home efficiency service. So our technicians use our custom software on their smartphone, and we have about 200-plus home efficiency points that we look for. So we'll come in your audit your home, and then we'll actually make the changes on the spot for you. So we focus on energy efficiency, water efficiency, appliance maintenance, and also sustainability education, so to help people live greener, healthier, and save money on their utility bill.
Okay, so you offer a 200-plus point checklist for greening your home. Okay, and on your website,
yes.
200, that's a lot. Diagnostics and optimization of major appliances to keep them running smoothly. Maintenance, including cleaning of dryer vents and refrigerator condenser coils and more. LED lighting upgrades. Energy and water leak checks and fixes, and education to green your home. All right, let's start with the simple stuff. What are the first few things a person should do around their house to green up their home?
Great question. So one of the first things we focus on is lighting. That can be one of the largest users of energy in your home. It's a pretty easy fix, but something that people may not want to do on their own because there's a lot of different types of light bulbs out there, and it takes the knowledge of figuring out which products to use. So we'll do a lighting audit for people. Sometimes people have too much light in their bathrooms or living rooms, so we can do some de-lamping, taking out light that's not necessary, and then upgrading to more energy efficient light bulbs. And we like to use LEDs. Advantage of those, they use a lot less energy. They save, help you save money. They last a really long time. And they're also not hot. If you've touched like a CFL or an incandescent light bulb, it's hot to the touch. LEDs aren't. So they're safer, plus no mercury in them. So that's one of the first things that we check for, as well as water efficiency. So we'll switch out your faucet aerators and your shower heads to more water efficient ones. Something that people may not know about too is that when you're using hot water, you're still, of course, using electricity to heat the water. So if you're cutting that flow rate from your faucets or your showers, you're not only saving water, but saving money on your electricity bill as well.
Okay, Sarah, why do people have such a hard time with the new light bulbs? I know I do. There's so much information out there, and we're so used to just the conventional ones. Why do we all have so many problems trying to figure out the best bulbs to use?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a challenge and something that we're aiming to fix. I think, for one, maybe someone who's renting a home, you may not necessarily have as much motivation to switch out what's there if it's not your home that you own, or you may not be there a long time. And there are so many different shapes and sizes and different light colors of light bulbs that it can sometimes take a lot of time to figure out which products work best for you. So we just go in and do it for people, make it really convenient and easy. I think there's a little bit of a misconception too about energy efficient lighting from the compact fluorescent bulbs that came out a few years ago. Some people didn't really like the colors of the lighting, and they take a while to warm up. They're not as bright right away, but technology has gotten a lot better now. So the LEDs that we have are really nice, have beautiful colors. So I think that's just starting to be something that people know more about now, that energy efficient lighting can actually be really nice and beautiful and an upgrade rather than something that you have to sacrifice for.
Well, Sarah, this is Steve. One of the items that you mentioned earlier on was the notion of cleaning out the dryer vents. And I'll be the first to admit we hadn't done it for a long time, but we did have a company come in and take care of that. And they must have spent a good hour and a half. So I hate to think of how much was accumulated in that dryer vent. But talk about the importance of that and how often somebody should do that.
Great. Yeah, that's something that we recommend doing at least once a year. And it's amazing in some of the homes we've seen just how much stuff can accumulate in there. And it can take a good 45 minutes or so to clean all the lint out. So sometimes if maybe your dryer isn't drying your clothes as quickly or as efficiently, it might be because that's backed up. And that can also be a fire hazard when you have a lot of lint stuck in there. So not only will it make your dryer more efficient, it'll dry your clothes faster and help you save money, but it's also a good safety precaution as well to clean that out every year.
All right, Sarah Cobble is with us. She's the Chief Operating Officer for Pono Home. And this is out of Hawaii, and their website, ponohome.com, P-O-N-O, home.com. You can see what we're talking about up there. And Sarah, on your website, I see something about toxic personal care ingredient checks. Why don't you tell us what that's about?
Sure. Yeah. So we've found that many of our customers are interested in learning more about what's in their home and personal care products. There's a lot. If you read some of the labels on those, there's a lot of chemicals that you may not really understand what they are. So we like to give more natural solutions for that, from anything from your shampoo to your laundry detergent, as well as there's even a lot of cleaning products that you can make yourself using just baking soda and vinegar and things like that. So we actually have a whole store of products that we recommend if you go to ponohome.com/store. And there's a lot of products we recommend for every different area of your house there.
What is the most common, question that people might have when you go to their house? What do you work on the most? The one or two things that you probably find yourself working on the most?
It can even start with just going through someone's electric bill to them with them and explaining what it means. We found that people are really interested in the water electricity relationship, as I mentioned before. We also have advanced power strips, which you can plug your appliances into, like your television or your computer. And when you're not, you can also say it's your computer plugged into it. You can have your printer and your speakers plugged into other outlets. And that way, when you turn your computer off, it'll automatically shut those other appliances off as well. And we found that here in Hawaii, a lot of times those are given out and people really appreciate the education and learning how to use it, because that's something that can really help you save money on your electricity bill. So we found that's a product that people are really interested in learning more about.
Okay, Sarah. And then finally here, your area of service for Pono Home, and how much does it cost? I mean, I would imagine in Hawaii, or do you go elsewhere? And how much does it cost to have somebody come take a look?
Yeah, so right now we're based in Hawaii, but we actually are franchising. So we are our aim is to expand to the mainland and be operating in other states as well. The way that the cost of the service works, we have a service fee, so just based on the time that we're in the home. So something like a studio apartment may only take 20 or 30 minutes, whereas a larger home could take maybe an hour or two. And then we charge the cost of the products at retail price. So that way, same cost of the light bulbs that you might find in the store, and we'll just install them for you.
Okay. Well, Sarah, we sure appreciate you coming on the program. And how's it going so far? It's been, you're 3 years into this. How's it going?
Great. We've done close to 1,000 homes here in Hawaii. So we do private sector work. We also do some small businesses. So we've done like some hostels, restaurants, and we work with military housing. So it's Navy and Marine homes here in Hawaii. And then we've also been working with low-income families. So they tend to pay a higher percentage of their disposable income on electricity.
All right.
We've
Sarah,
been working with them here in Hawaii.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Thanks for coming on, Sarah. PonoHome.com. Check them out.
Trying to stay cool this summer? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about getting the right size air conditioner for your home right after this.
Any room in your home can become a comfortable space that's all your own with a Carrier ductless system. It delivers precise comfort with leading efficiency and features comfort controls you can set with your smartphone, filters for cleaner, fresher air, and humidity settings that are easy to adjust. It's just one more way Carrier helps make you comfortable, however you define it. Schedule your appointment today at carrier.com/roomforcomfort. Carrier, turn to the experts.
If you're adding an air conditioner, size is the first question to answer. A professional installer will calculate the number of BTUs necessary if you're adding a central air system. But if you want to purchase a window unit, you can find BTU calculators online to make your own estimate. Here's the information you'll need for most of them. First, determine the number of cubic feet in the room by multiplying the length times the width times the height. Then make note of what direction it faces, north, south, east, or west, as well as the number of windows on that wall. Insulation is also a factor, so be ready to give it a rating, something like poor, fair, or good. Once the calculator determines the number of BTUs needed, resist the urge to go bigger than necessary. It makes the unit cycle on and off more often, which is much less efficient. I'm Deanie Lipford with Tip for Today's Homeowner.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1987 on The Year in Sports. The Washington Redskins finished 1987 with a 14-4 season in the NFC, making them the best in the league. That season culminated in a Super Bowl victory over the Denver Broncos, and the Redskins making history by starting the first African-American quarterback in a Super Bowl, Doug Williams. In the NBA Finals, it was the LA Lakers over the Boston Celtics 4-2. The key moment of the series was Magic Johnson's junior skyhook in Game 4. The 1987 World Series, named the Series on the Mississippi,
Mississippi, with both cities located on the banks of the Mississippi, saw the Minnesota Twins beating the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3, giving the Twins their first World Series victory since 1924. And in Stanley Cup playoff action, it was Wayne Gretzky's final season with the Edmonton Oilers. They took their fourth Stanley Cup in 5 years by sweeping the Boston Bruins 4-0. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1987 on The Year in Sports.
Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. Save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Get 50 blue or 50 yellow pills for just $99. You save more than $500. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-967-6803. 800-967-6803.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1992 on The Year in Sports. After having the worst record in the league in the late 80s, the Dallas Cowboys had turned things around by 1992, thanks in part to the trifecta of Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. The Cowboys finished their NFC season with a 16-3 record and went on to beat the Buffalo Bills for their third Super Bowl victory. 1992, a big year for Michael Jordan. He was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player for the second year in a row as the Chicago Bulls retained the title from the Portland Trail Blazers. The 92 World Series was the first series ever played outside of the United States. It pitted the Toronto Blue Jays against the Atlanta Braves and ended with Toronto defeating Atlanta 4-2. Two in a row for the Pittsburgh Penguins in Stanley Cup play. They won the best of seven series, 4-0 against the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1992 on The Year in Sports.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I would like to invite you to check out Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. These commemorative audio tributes celebrate the greatest baseball announcers of all time. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, and Dave Niehaus. These CDs are a collection of highlights, history, humorous stories, and Hall of Fame speeches. Available now at baseballvoices.com. That's baseballvoices.com.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Is your patio or driveway looking a little worse for the wear? I'm Denny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a great way to put a new face on it right after this. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. Concrete is used for outdoor surfaces like patios, walks, and drives because it's durable stuff, but it doesn't always stay looking good. Concrete is going to crack. It's just the nature of the beast. If the slab is structurally sound, breaking it up doesn't make sense, but you can dress it up. For this, you'll need a concrete resurfacer. After a good cleaning, you'll need to fill in any cracks, pits, or spalled areas with a small batch of the resurfacer. Just spread it on with a trowel. Then you can mix up a larger batch and spread it over the whole area with a squeegee about a 1/16 to a 1/4 inch thick. If you want a non-slip surface, you can drag a fine bristle broom over it after a few minutes to create a textured finish. You'll have the look of freshly poured concrete without all of the work. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.